Oh, hi, Bob. Glad you called back in. We got disconnected there.
Yeah, I picked up my phone. I was driving. I picked up my phone. I must have hit something.
That's okay.
All right, so you said $199 a month.
Right.
And that's a month-to-month basis. Is there a contract associated with that?
It is month-to-month. It is completely at will. There is no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. But it is exactly month-to-month and completely at will.
Okay. Is there a startup fee or anything like that?
Normally there would be, but I want to make it affordable for you. And actually, you know, obviously with you having issues getting verified, I kind of want to help you out as much as I can. I did also see an Angie lead. Sarah attached that file, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That's a very, very different service. Are you using that service currently?
I am.
You are. Are you seeing success with it? I mean, obviously you get leads, but are a lot of those leads turning into jobs?
We just signed up with them.
Okay.
I don't know. It's been probably the first month. I'm not paying
got
a lot
it.
Of money for it, so I'm not getting a ton. I've got a handful of leads. We've sold one of them.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, it's a completely different service. It does not at all conflict with what we do, but I know that you are paying, you know, for those leads, and I want to make this affordable for you. You also already have a website. We build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. In this case, we would be promoting your existing website. So I'd be more than happy to go ahead and waive your initial setup fee. It would just be the $199 as an out-the-door cost. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. So you're not going to get nickel and dime. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per click, caller, job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would just be that fixed flat rate of exactly $199 a month.
So $199.
Correct, yes.
And what's the timeline to get for getting the business profile approved on Google?
So usually it's 5 to 10 business days. Even if there's hiccups or snags that business owners encounter, we are a Google partner, so you know our process gets expedited. The whole reason that Google started the partnership program about 9.5 years ago, mostly to get businesses a higher return on investment, specifically with Google sponsored ads, with AdWords, but really to help businesses see a much smoother and much more profitable use of Google as advertising. So obviously our processes get expedited. We usually, I mean, I know for experience talking to business owners, the hardest part about getting a listing unsuspended is getting someone to take a look at it and figure out what's wrong. I mean, there's a lot of processes that are kind of automated, and for a business owner, if it doesn't fall into the right boxes every time, it's hard to fix things, but we're able to get that done for you fairly quickly. 5 to 10 business days usually is all it takes to get you verified. We do spend that time creating all the directories and destinations that Google will be indexing once it is verified. So that's going to help. You know, obviously, whether it's known to the public or unknown, Facebook or Yelp or any of the dozens of directories that Google does want to see, like your website talking about your company, your services, your service area, kind of reassuring Google that you would provide those services. So we'll be not sitting on our hands. We'll be getting you verified as one of the very first things that we start on, but then we're going to get all the directories created and everything else while we're working with Google to get that, in this case, the listing unsuspended. So we appreciate the fact that you've got the process started, and like I said, it seems like the frequency in the last several months of speaking with business owners who are having issues with that, I mean, it's really kind of skyrocketed. Combination of, you know, of course, the process getting more difficult, more challenging, but even just more business owners seeing a value and understanding that, I mean, it's 2025, being on that first page of Google is really the most important way of marketing your business, because that's where most people go when they don't know who to call. So there are more business owners trying to go through process.
I get the process. All right, so you're a step
ahead of most business owners. So, you know, obviously you've already gotten that process started. The next step, if you wanted to move forward, would be to schedule a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, mission statement, etc., kind of verify information off of your website and information that we have here. That does, of course, help us to create all the additional content that's necessary for first page placement, but also to make sure that we have all the information that we need to expedite the process of getting your listing unsuspended. And then we'll make that call to Google as soon as we get off the phone with you. In fact, even before we do your client interview, since that's a separate phone call, that takes about 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, since we're a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost to that fixed rate of $199, etc. Now, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we are speaking on, I mean, this is a good number for your customers to call, but it's not the one that's on your website, right?
The website's a 410 number, I believe.
Exactly, 991-4794.
991-4794, that's our business line.
Okay.
And so that goes to my partner and I.
Okay.
If you called me on a 703 number, that's my personal cell phone.
Got it. So that's the 1298 number. That's going to be your personal number.
Sure,
this
sure.
is the number that you want us to use to contact you, but the 410 is the one that you want us to promote for your website. Your website has the rgill@eaglebaybuilders.com. Is that your email?
That's my email address, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And although I did see like a physical street address on Angie's, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning no one comes to you. Customers don't come to you. You go to them. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, or location that you want the public to know about, right?
That's correct.
Sometimes when a business owner is trying to verify their listing, that becomes a problem, but it shouldn't be. Obviously most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, run from the home, and Google is completely aware of that. In fact, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would.
So I did that.
You did try to put your physical address on there?
I put my physical address. My wife runs a business out of this house as well.
Oh,
I believe
that might have been it.
That hers. So that's what I thought, but then I think that I don't think she has the address. I think it just says West Frankfort, Maryland.
Okay, so she has a verified listing with the Google Business Profile, but you don't think the physical street address is connected to her Google Business Profile. So we'll find out exactly why your listing got suspended. If it wasn't that, I mean, it was clearly obviously something else, though. The address in question, is it the one that's on the Angie profile, the 14132 Rover Mill Road?
Yeah, that's my home.
Okay, yeah, obviously we don't want Google to list that physical street address. And then Tara never got your last name, sir.
Gill, G-I-L-L.
Like the email address. That makes a lot of sense. Just never do want to assume. If you don't have any other questions, like I said, I'd be taking a look at our client interview calendar. Would you be available today for like a 30-minute phone call? And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer. You can be driving. You can be working, as long as you can carry on a conversation.
What time today? I got a couple things I got to take care of.
The spots we have available would be 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. It's scheduled by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour. So it usually gets you right at or within minutes of the top of the hour, gets you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Would that 5 or 6 o'clock work for you today?
I could do 5.
5 o'clock? Okay, perfect. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. It's a little bit already past the hour prior that our automated system sends out the reminder email. I will send you instead a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You certainly don't have to respond to it. And it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. So we've got you all set up and squared away for that 5 o'clock. I do need to read the voice verification even before I ask you for that form of payment. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would process that $199 and move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, what's the name of your company again?
Yeah, let me send you a link real quick to our pricing page, because obviously we're not Google. If anyone does call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they're not being truthful at all. Google only makes these types of phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 or more individual locations. Everything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We're LocalSplash, localsplash.com is our website, and the link I sent out to you is to the pricing page of that website, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. We've been around since 2004, more than 20 years. Between Tara, who you spoke with earlier, and myself, we actually have more than 24 years of experience with the company, each of us with more than 12 years. The top of that link says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I see it.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, you're going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access, a lot more to it besides just tracking the account. You can print out invoices for tax purposes, etc. Manage and monitor your reviews. Any reviews that you have online will filter into your tracking system. So whether it's on Google or Bing or Yelp or Foursquare, it repopulates on your tracking system. One-stop shop to request reviews or respond to reviews. Like I said, 20 years of experience, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Beneath that blue tinted photo that outlines a few of the things that we do early on is where it says Google Ads Partner, and the badge of authenticity right below that box that says Google Partner, that is not copy and pasted off the internet. That is our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google, and if you click on it, it will take you to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner, and of course that ensures your success. If you go back to the link I sent out to you, the pro package is what you'd be getting, but there's a lot of bells and whistles that I can offer to you. Basically, as long as it's not a paid advertising like Facebook or Google pay-per-click or Google pay-per-lead, I can include those things in that pro package. But instead of the $399, it is the $199, basically 50% off, and no setup fee. Okay, so like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me at any point in time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it already pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Gill. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Eagle Bay LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Gill, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Robert Gill, owner and co-founder.
Okay. And as the owner and co-founder of Eagle Bay LLC, Mr. Gill, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then it says, for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Mr. Gill, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. Then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Gill, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie. There's no conflict there. The reason we ask, well, there's actually a couple of reasons, but the reason that we ask, of course, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. And of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We, of course, will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Mr. Gill, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. So with it being a month-to-month service, that fixed flat rate of $199 and the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, etc. It is a month-to-month service, and when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month in that exact same reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Gill, is simply because we are, in fact, closed for the weekend. Robert, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. So within 3 days of the billing date, I can cancel and there's no additional notice if necessary.
You can cancel at any point in time, but just to make sure that we prevent the charge from happening, we say to
right,
just remember to call us 3 days prior so we can stop the charge.
Well, I don't have to give you 30 days or 60 days.
No. In fact, I used to work in client support more than half a dozen years ago. And if you call us the day before or even the day after, even a couple of days after it billed, and I meant to call you, I forgot, whatever, we would reverse the charge. But we just want to say, to prevent the charge from happening, give us a couple of days notice. That's it.
I got you. Okay. That's fine.
Perfect. So that does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial payment of just the $199, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
An Amex.
On that particular card,
yep.
Is it Robert Gill? Any middle initial or the business name?
Robert J. Gill, Eagle Bay, LLC.
And you do prefer Bob, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So everything's going to go out, Robert J., that's how it's on the billing, but I'll have it in the notes here that you go by Bob. You said that was an Amex. That should start with a 3, Bob. All Amexes do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3716-780142.
Yes, sir.
11001.
And then the expiration month and year?
0130.
01 of 30. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
1468.
1468. So I've got 1468, 1468 on the front. I've got January or 01 of 2030 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 3716-780-142-11001? Does that bill at the home address then, the 14132 Rober Mill Road?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, Bob, you're going to receive an automated email. It is our confirmation email, our welcome email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Not really.
That's okay. You're going to get an email. Yeah, you're going to get an email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can email, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day unless they receive the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would respond to you the following business day. The email address is going to be on there as well. You'll receive that email, that welcome email. In fact, most of our emails do have our client support information on there. The welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system might take a day or so to be active. You'll receive by notification text and email when your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time. You might just get a message saying, though, that we're still trying to set everything up. I did want to do one other thing here. It's just to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Eagle Bay LLC, even if it's you, Bob, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important if it's a week from now, a month from now, or any point down the road, if you get phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't respond with that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course, that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information. The voice verification is already attached to your account, and it's very clear. It only bills once a month for that exact amount of $199. It would never be even a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Mickey.
Is that
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
M-I-C-K-E-Y. Okay, perfect.
Like Mickey Mouse.
Gotcha. Absolutely. That song is stuck in my head from the Mickey Mouse Club way back when. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. I did want to give my client interview technician, he or she, a little bit of a head start here. Are you going to be wanting to be listed Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
What, for business hours?
Yeah, for your business hours, for people to give you a call.
When I set it up, I believe I set it up Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6.
You said 8 to 6?
Yeah, I think that's what I did.
Now, anything and everything can be updated at any point in time. And then are you accepting all major credit cards, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
We take credit cards and we have finance options. Haven't set up Venmo or anything like that. Most of our people just write us a check. But.
Right. Okay, so cash, check, credit cards, payment options. I got a message back from our finance department that they were not able to process that $199, and all they're saying is it's just a generic decline, so it's not necessarily pointing towards anything specific about information that I have entered wrong or the funds not being available or anything like that. You did say it was January of 2030 for the expiration date and 1468.
Yeah, all the information was correct.
1468, right?
How about I try a different card?
We can, yeah. And then you can always update the billing information through your client dashboard or give us a call and we'll update that for you. On this card, is it also an Amex or?
No, this would be a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Still Robert J. Gill on the card?
Yep, and Eagle Bay LLC as well.
As well, okay. MasterCard should start with a 5. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
5528.
Mm-hmm.
6961.
Yes, sir.
6844.
Okay.
8154.
Expiration month and year?
0729.
And the last 3 on the back?
659.
659 on the back, July or 07 of 2029, and the card 5528, 6961, 6844,
8154. Correct.
And same billing address?
Correct.
Okay. So you should be able to get that confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute here. I am going to send you again that calendar invite for that follow-up call. That should be in about 40 minutes or so. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open. Whether I'm on that call or not, I do want to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your business listing unsuspended and getting your phone ringing, getting your website out there in front of more people. I do hope that I am, though, available when our technician calls you in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
I'll get that calendar invite out to you in just a quick second here, and we'll be talking to you in that 5 o'clock hour. Thank you, Bob. You take care. We'll talk to you in a little bit here.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. I know.